June 11, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest.
Getting there. Come unto me. Matthew 11:28. Where the sin and the sorrow cease, and the song of the saint commence. Do I want to get there? I can now. The questions that matter in life are remarkably few, and they are all answered by the words, Come unto me. Not do this or don't do that, but come unto me. If I will come to Jesus, my actual life will be brought into accordance with my real desires. I will actually cease from sin and actually find the song of the Lord begin. Have you ever come to Jesus? Watch the stubbornness of your heart. You will do anything rather than the one simple childlike thing. Come unto me. If you want the actual experience of ceasing from sin, you must come to Jesus. Jesus Christ makes himself the touchstone. Watch how he used the word, come. At the most unexpected moments, there is a whisper of the Lord, come unto me. And you are drawn immediately. Personal contact with Jesus alters everything. Be stupid enough to come and commit yourself to what he says. The attitude of coming is that the will resolutely lets go of everything and deliberately commits all to him. And I will give you rest. In effect, I will stay you, not I will put you to bed and hold your hand and sing you to sleep, but I will get you out of bed, out of the languor and exhaustion, out of the state of being half dead while you are alive. I will imbue you with the spirit of life, and you will be stayed by the perfection of vital activity. We get pathetic and talk about suffering the will of the Lord. Where is the majestic vitality and the might of the Son of God about that?